Well, it was a process of people coming together. I am a wife, a mother, a grandmother, and I'm mature at this stage of my life, as some would say in the departure lounge, and I'm totally aware of how my generation has colluded in a way to create the chaos that's in the world today and contributed to global warming and the disharmony that goes on that is part of that. And I feel very strongly that I have a responsibility. There's an issue here of kind of what can I leave for those that are following. When I look at my grandchildren and I look at the debris of plastic washed up on the shores, you know, how do we turn the tide back? And it's very hard to do that, but I have a strong experience of the power of prayer. And I believe very strongly that we need at this point in time this divine breakthrough of loving energy, which is carried through prayer, to waken us up to the way out of this mess. Because we are, you know, we're like lemmings going over the edge of the cliff and we actually don't know how to get out of it. So bringing together people in prayer is where I'm coming from. And out of that, I have joined with Helen Greeley and Brian Grogan, and we have evolved into Loving Sister Earth. We didn't set out to set up Loving Sister Earth. It is something that has grown of its own accord, and it has evolved as all things in nature do.
And Helen, I mean, she's talking there about transforming that loving energy into something that's going to transform us spiritually. That wouldn't always have been our understanding or the Christian understanding. I mean, is this quite a new way of looking at things?
First of all, I'm Helen. I'm a sister of Our Lady of the Cenacle, and we cater for people's spiritual needs. We're a small but worldwide congregation, and that's the way I would always have seen spirituality, as a process of transformation. And here in Ireland, we have an extraordinary rich heritage of Christianity. We can see it on our landscape. We have 3,000 holy wells and many monastic sites and round towers and crosses. And the energy that's conserved in those places, it's an energy of prayer and a powerful energy that can bring about transformation in our world today. And that's what we're appealing to. And that's why we're actually going to the sacred sites and suggesting that people go to those places, or if they can't manage, the earth itself is sacred. They can go to their own garden or their park nearby and pray for the care of the earth and the healing and transformation of humanity.
But there could be the danger, and people often talk about, I don't want to become so heavenly absorbed that I'm of no earthly use. You know, that if we just focus on prayer, or that if prayer is the only thing that we're focusing on, that isn't going to be enough to change things, that's not going to implement the practical changes. You talk about plastic bags. People may go to the holy sites, but they may bring all their picnics in plastic bags and may not even think about the connection between the two. So how do you draw that link?
The link really is awareness, because through prayer you become aware more of the things, and you start to see them more in a way that you didn't see before, and you start to see them in a more sensitive way. You know, you start to see that the damage you do. I can always remember years ago having an experience in a train, and this goods train pulled up alongside me, and I saw all the cattle in it that were going for slaughter, and it hugely affected me. What about the dignity of animals? You know, animals are entitled to their dignity even at their hour of death. You know, these kind of issues that you wouldn't have thought about before. You just buy a pound of mince, which I do anyway. But that image has stayed with me. And I think it's that kind of awareness that, you know, it's dignity, the dignity of life in everything. You start to see things slightly differently. And that causes you to change your attitude, and attitudes then change actions, because our attitudes and what we think governs the way we act. So you start there, and then you start moving out, and you start to be practical then about, you know, conserving your energy, about your plastic bags. I have shopping bags and, you know, use shopping bags and things like that. I have to hold my hands up and say, I would be of the camp that doesn't want to let go of everything, because I feel at this stage of my life, you know, we all like our creature comforts, but it's about balance. It's about not excess, you know, bit about balance and about the control of greed as well. And we have to start reaching out to those who don't have, you know, we can't harbour everything for ourselves.
I mean, it's interesting that you bring up that particular example, because I had a similar experience and it caused me to not ever eat meat again. And obviously other people have had those experiences, and, you know, not eating meat is a huge environmental, or the agri-dairy business is a huge environmental impact. You know, so, I mean, if you can have that experience but then still go on to buy mince, you know, is that sort of not undermining, I guess, you know, how can you make that experience go deeper then, if you believe strongly in the integrity of something, to follow it through to the logical conclusion?
Yeah, I have actually done vegetarianism quite a few times. And I feel when I am called to do it again, I will do it again, and it's no problem to me. But I feel I have the freedom, you know, not to, because I think sometimes these things become gods in themselves, and people become so focused on that and then judgmental of everybody else who doesn't have that kind of call to give it up, you know. And sometimes we have evolved as a species that has eaten meat. So from health reasons, we haven't been groomed or genetically, you know, modified to do without something that's been fundamental to the way we have evolved as a people. We are a meat-eating race. So I think to just be able to stop it all of a sudden, some people can do it, but everybody can't, you know. And I think we've got to have a humility about it as well, that it doesn't become a judgment thing, that them and us camp. This is about unifying. This is about harmony. This is about allowing every voice to be heard and to sing together in harmony with creation.
So then from the point of view, you have invite people on what to do, what people can do, what actions can they take, or prayers can they say to contribute to this, to contribute to loving Sister Earth?
Well, there are people already organising events at different places throughout the country. And we would ask people to go to our website, Loving Sister Earth. There's a lot of information there. If you want to organise something in your own place with people you know, or even just do something yourself, we have prayers and things there you can download. But we have our own universal prayer for harmony, which has been spread all over the world at this stage. It's been prayed in several countries at the moment. And we're hoping that over the 15th and 16th of October, that these 2 days will be held as a time of concentrated intercessory prayer. Because we know when things are joined together, they have more power and more energy. And that's what we're looking to do at this time. So you can go into your back garden, take off your shoes. Let's look at the reality. We live in a concrete world. We live in concrete houses. We walk on concrete paths. We drive on concrete roads. When did you last stand on the grass? Everywhere there's notices, don't walk on the grass. We need to get out and stand on the grass and feel the grass and feel the energy that the earth has to give us, because that's where our energy comes from. We draw it out and into ourselves and into each other, and we recycle it back down again. And we're missing all that. So we're inviting people to do that. Do it in a prayerful, meditative way. Don't just, you know, take the time to be still and to allow the connection to happen. And we have our own universal prayer, which we will say. A prayer for universal harmony. Creation sings of the glory of God. O Holy Spirit of God, we stand united with all of humanity. Open our hearts to the melody of your divine love. We ask for healing of all that we have damaged on this earth. Bring us to a new place that we may learn to sing in perfect harmony with all of creation. Amen.